to the Conflicts of Life. This is our Thursday show. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Pat Murphy, and we should have Ms. Jackie joining us very shortly in studio. But today we are going to be talking about a very important topic. Today's show is called If I Could Do It All Over Again. Oh my God, how many of us have a situation where we stop, look back at our life and say, man, if I could have did it all over again, living with regret. So today's agenda for today's show, the theme is how to overcome living with regret. Okay, so that's what we're going to be talking about today right here on the Conflicts of Life. Yeah, everybody. Listen, we have a lot of comments that came in on our from our Facebook listeners, so we're going to be getting that information. And just I'm going to read some of you guys' comments. I'm not going to say your whole name to respect your privacy, but the truth of the matter, some of y'all said some very good stuff. So I'm going to be just reading a couple of those comments, and then we're going to just get into deep diving just a little bit into various situations where we live with regret. And then the final point, we're going to deal with how to overcome it, because it does you no good to live with regret. The Bible says, can any man add one cubit to his stature by worrying? Or, and I would add, living with regret. And what one cubit to a step for y'all don't know. Some of y'all ain't been to church since last Easter. So let me tell you what that actually means. It means you cannot grow 1 inch taller by worrying. And I added in, you cannot grow 1 inch or two by being concerned about your past. So we're going to get into how to overcome those thoughts in your head, because that's all it is. Regret is thoughts in your head. All right. So that's what we're going to be talking about today right here on the Conflicts of Life. But before we get into today's show and reading these Facebook comments, which were very interesting, let me tell you where you can find our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is located at The Conflicts of Life. As I tell you all the time, we have well over a quarter million people who's following us right now. And we post a typical daily question to gauge our audience and just to get an engagement from you guys to see what you think. And so today's question that we posted up is this. Today's show is this. If you had a chance to do life all over again, what choices would you make differently? All right. That's today's question that we posted up. Here's some of the answers that came in. It said, I would do everything different. I got so many of those that came in. Actually, we got so many comments. I'm going to stop at one of them, one or two, and hit on those touch points. The next one says, too many to men again. this one says, get more education. This one, and I'm going to stop on this one. I want to spend a moment on this one. This one says, change the kid's father. All right, let's stop on that one right there. Change the kid father. Obviously, it doesn't have to be a brain scientist to figure out that obviously this lady is not happy with who she had her children by. We talked about on last night's show, why do kids hate their fathers? Well, we didn't include the moms. So here's the deal. I want to say this. Oftentimes, we get into relationships with people who, when we look back, technically, they really didn't deserve our attention when they walked up and said hello. They really didn't deserve our hello back. They certainly did not deserve our phone number to contact us. They put on a good display advertising, meaning that they came across as very nice, very impressionable. If they didn't, you wouldn't open your legs or put your ding-dong inside. But the presentation or the package seemed very nice. And because of the presentation and the package, we decided, you know, maybe I should give this person a try. Only to find out that the commercial was fake. Oftentimes, what you see on the surface is not exactly what is inside the package. How many times have you seen a burger commercial? Just using it for an example. How often have you seen a burger commercial? And when you seen the commercial, you thought, wow, that sure look good. But by the time you got to the store to actually make the purchase, it was a whole different story. They slap your burger together. It don't look nothing like anything that the commercial advertised. You know what I actually do? I give it back to them. I didn't pay for this. This does not look like the billboard, and it certainly doesn't look like the commercial. Can I have my money back? And I ask for a refund. Yes, I do. I ain't got no shame in my game. But the point is when you get into relationships with people and you start having sex with them and you end up having children by these people, you cannot ask for a refund back. At least you can ask for a refund back on the relationship, but you cannot ask for a refund back on your life and the child. You can't just make the child disappear. This is why I say all the time, do not be in a hurry. Do not be in a rush to lay up with people. Don't be in a rush. Wait until they prove that they have a right to touch you. Just because they're talking a smooth game or she just looking nice, that's not a qualifying factor. That does not give you the right to touch on me. Because I don't know your character. I don't know if you have integrity. I don't know if you're an honest person or whether you're a liar. I don't know if you're a cheater. I don't know if you have extra kids somewhere else. I don't know if you're going to be a good mom. I don't know if you're going to be a good dad. I don't even know if you're going to be around in the next 2 weeks. So before I thrust my pelvis into your pelvis, I need to slow myself down and not be in such a big hurry. Because I need to see exactly what I am getting. Now, I can hear you saying, well, Pat, oftentimes people can put up this front for a very long time. You know what I have to say to that? You telling the doggone truth. Some people can fake for a long time. And if that's the situation, it is what it is. No regrets, no worries. But I am saying this, in this situation, in order to avoid living with regret, why don't we just slow our hot tails down a little bit and make sure that the person to whom we're about to bump pelvises with is worth our time. All right? Let's talk about the one who said education, more education. Wait, let me go back to the last one because I always want to leave it on a positive note. All right, here's the deal. You have bumped pelvises with somebody, had children by them, and the bottom line is it didn't work out, obviously. Okay, yeah, stuff happens. So how do we overcome that one? Let's deal with overcoming it, okay? Here's what you must do to overcome that obstacle. First of all, stop regretting who you had your children with. Whoever you had your children with, they're here, okay? You made the best decision. Miss Jackie say this all the time. You made the best decision that you made with the information that you had at the time, okay? Had I known this and had I known that, yeah, had you known, you're right. But you didn't know. So guess what? It don't make a difference now. Your children are here. Obviously, you may not be in that relationship now. So, hey, move on. It's cool. It's all right. Understand. You know what? Look back on it. Talk to yourself and say, hey, what choices did I make when I selected this person? What was it about this person that attracted me to them to get me to bump pelvises and hump and pump with them to spit and produce children? All right? Now, with the new information that you have now, you can take that into your new world and say, okay, next time when I'm looking for someone to scrub-a-dub with in the sheets, what I will do is be a little more detailed in my, interview process with the person. So if it was just they was handsome and had a nice cologne on, drove a nice car, had a house, then you obviously know that has nothing to do with character. That's all outside things. So you want to avoid selecting a person based on outside items. And this time you want to take your sweet time and find out, great, okay, you look handsome or she looks real pretty. Great, great. Okay, but let me observe them in a neutral setting around their friends because their friends will tell a whole lot about the person, believe it or not, because they seem to be a little more relaxed when they're around their friends. And based on the type of friends that hang around and based on the fact that, how they act, try to sit back in the cuts, okay? Don't say too much. Just sit back in the cuts. Watch how they talk. Watch their demeanor. Watch how they use their words. Watch their attitude. Watch. Just watch. Just observe. Give it time. Just observe them in a neutral setting because everybody wants to be nice when they're with somebody who they assuming they may be able to be with. But how do they act around normal people that they are used to, that they have nothing to do but want to have a good time with? Get them around those kind of settings, okay? But again, what has happened has happened. What's here is here. Those children are here. that dad is not in your life, or maybe he is, I don't know, but either way it goes, if he is in your life, what you're supposed to do is actually work things out, okay? If he is no longer in your world, make a better choice next time, okay? All right, so let's get on to the next one. The next one talks about education. So let's talk about the education. Oftentimes, here's the deal. I find that we quit too soon. We quit way too soon on life. We quit on ourselves. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is this. Just because life did not turn out the way you wanted to doesn't mean that you have to stop. You can always, always, always move forward. You can always re-educate yourself. You can always rebrand yourself. Quite often we get ourselves into these ditches, and so we say, well, these jobs are no longer available. Well, this career path didn't work out. Again, you might be right. You might be wrong. What do I mean by wrong? Let's start with that one. When I say you might be wrong, it might just be that you're not putting in enough effort. Okay? If you put in more effort, you might get more fruit. Others have done it. Why not you? But let's just say that you are right. Okay? If you're right, then what do? You retool yourself. You rebrand yourself. Here's what I have found. Some of the best entrepreneurs in the world were people who lost, and then they turned around and became a great success because they figured, hey, they had quit college, they quit their jobs, and they decided, you know what, let me be the best me that I can be. And when they did that, what actually happened is they created a successful business due to hardship. Quite often, hardship will cause you to be creative and to bring out the genius that you never knew you had. Every single one of us are leaders. Every single one of us are born as leaders. In a particular industry, in a particular gifting. And oftentimes we want to work at a job who does not recognize your gifts and talents and what you have to offer to the world. That's the reason why they pay you what they want to pay you, and they tell you when you can have lunch, when you can leave, when you can have a break, don't do this, don't do that. And your freedom is robbed, and you're trying to please people who really don't give two rats behinds about you. That's the reason why when a company make a different choice, well, I think we're going in a different direction and I don't think you'll be a good fit. They'll cut you loose real quick. Why? Because sometimes they don't recognize your value. And so you have to create an environment for yourself where your value will be appreciated, even if it's not in a particular 9-to-5. Now, if you can find a 9-to-5 that will accommodate you and in your gifting and desires for life, then by all means, do your thing, chicken wing. Y'all like that one, huh? Do your thing, chicken wing. But if not, like I said, create something. Create. Life is not over. You're still breathing. Okay? All right. Let's get to some more. This is some good stuff. This is some good stuff. All right. Let's see. The next one. This one talks about, everybody keeps saying everything. This one was interesting. It said, stay single and continue on with my education. Now, that had a little Pepsi twist to it. Whew. Okay. What I gathered from that comment was this, that this particular person is not happy in their relationship, and they wish they would have been single, which means they must be married. So, again, you're in a situation where you might be hooked up with somebody who may not be supporting your vision and your dream. And I need to talk to my entrepreneurs out here for this one. Oftentimes when you're trying to create a opportunity for yourself, create a new career path, trying to start a business, it is really, really tough to do that if you are in a situation where you're married to a person who has no vision. Let me say that again. It is really tough to be a creative genius when you're living with a person who's comfortable with mediocrity and living simple. Now, that can be a plus too, though. Let's talk about the pluses of that. The plus is that if you're living with a person who is kind of, don't mind behind the scenes, hey, do your thing, but, you know, don't, I'm cool where I'm at. Don't force that person, okay? But make sure it's a blessing if they let you do your thing and let you be your creative genius. But if that is not their nature and character, do not make them become you. But at the same time, if you're dealing with a situation where you are a creative genius, but you have an oppressor of visions, meaning that a person who can't see your vision, they're always talking negative. Here's my suggestion, because again, this is not where you want to live with regret, where you go and you get so old, you're in a wheelchair now, and now you're wishing and looking back, I could have did this and I could have did that. No, you still can. You still can. So, here's the deal. What you can do is this. What you can do is stop talking to them about your vision and your dream. Oftentimes, many people do not need to hear what you're trying to work on because not everybody will know what you're trying to do. So if they're not trying to believe in what you're trying to do, stop talking to them. When I was in real estate school, my real estate teacher had used a terminology that I never forgot. The term she used was shutta uppa. Shutta uppa. Know when to shut up. Know when to stop talking. Know when. Because oftentimes, sometimes your mouth is condemning you. You can't take your vision and spread it across the nation to people who don't understand. Because all they will do is kill your vision because they don't have one themselves, even if these members are members of your own household. Now, am I telling you to be sneaky in your relationship? Absolutely not. You won't get me to say that it's okay to be slick. But what I am saying is this. If you're in a situation where you have dream killers in your home, then stop telling them your dream. Duh. Keep it moving. And as they see success in your vision, they'll see you brighten up and then they'll start back. Oftentimes they'll come back and be a supporter. Trust me, I know. Okay? All right. Let's get on to the next one. There's a lot of people who say in careers and a lot of people saying there's far too many to mention. This one here, Miss Sally said, have more respect for my parents. Now, this is a good one. Oh, my God. The scripture says, the Bible says, and I know we have listeners who don't believe in the Bible, but that's okay. Just get the concept. The Bible says that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In another part of scripture, it talks about that children who obey their parents and who respect their parents live long on the earth. If you notice in our country, in our nation, this so-called united nation, there's no unity in the family. Nobody's unified. The Democrats and the Republicans are not unified. Families are not unified. Our belief system is not unified. Everything is off course. And part of it, like I said last night on last night's show, is due to the amount of disrespect that is going on. So I appreciated that this lady had the courage to come on this page and say what she said. Thank you so much for that. Children, and I'm talking to even the grown children. Let me tell you something. You may say, well, I didn't have the best dad. I didn't have the best mom. They didn't treat me good. They didn't love on me like a normal parent would. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. You might probably be right. I'm not here to debate because I didn't grow up in your home. That's not the point of what I'm about to say. What they did and who they are two different people. Let me say that again. What they did and who they are two different people. So you don't have to like what they did, but I'm asking you to respect who they are. And you may say, well, they ain't deserving of my respect because guess what? It takes respect to give. Oh, no, let me say that. You got to give respect to get respect, if that's your thought process. But me, I'm just going to honor you not because of what you did. I'm just going to honor you because of who you are. I don't have to like what you did, but I'm just going to give honor when honor is due, not because you even may have deserved it. You probably, if you had a parent who didn't deserve it, I'm not here to debate that they didn't deserve it. But what I am saying to you is this, for the sake of your life living longer on this earth, show a little respect. Because you will reap what you sow. You will receive what you put out. So when it's your turn to have these kids and these kids are treating you really, really bad, go back and look. How did I treat my parents? All right. Let's spend a few minutes. There's many, many more comments, but I really want to talk to your heart before we close out today's show. Let me talk to your heart. One of the situations that we have to look at is when I look back on life, do I look back with happiness? Or do I look back with regret?
Why is it that we're wired to look back on things and see the negative? Very few of us have the ability to look back on things and identify more positive than negative, even if it was a 50-50 situation or a 60-40 where you have more good experiences than the bad. Somehow we're wired to default back to the bad experiences. And here's what I'm saying. What has happened has happened. What is done is done. You going back and replaying that is only hindering your present moment. Because truth be told, that's all you really have. Right now, as you're listening to my voice, this moment is all you have. You don't have the next 5 minutes because the next 5 minutes is not here. You don't have the last 2 minutes that just went by. Why? Because those 2 minutes are already gone. 30 seconds from now is still going to be 30 seconds from when? Now. And 30 seconds ago is still going to be what? 30 seconds ago. So in other words, this present second, this present moment is all you have. Today is all you had. You didn't have yesterday. You couldn't go back in the record books and pull it back out, dust it off and say, okay, I'm going to do this again a different way. You don't have that. Certainly don't have tomorrow. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. So here's the deal. What is it that you can do today? All right, let's talk about that. The first thing I'm going to recommend, forgive those who offended you. I'm going to say that again. Forgive those who have offended you. Yes, they did offend you, but read my lips. Well, you can't. Listen to my lips. Listen to my lips. While you're holding on to this anger and bitterness and regret that you got involved with these people and this is what happened and I'm so upset, you know who's carrying that around? They could be at a club right now dancing and having a good time. You're the one sitting with this. And I know you heard this before. I know this is nothing new. But maybe I just want to put a little fresh lemon juice on your thought process to help you realize, you know what? I know you heard it before, but maybe you keep hearing the same theme message because you need it. The truth of the matter is, until you change your thinking, you know what the word repent means, everyone? And thank you for listening to today's show, everybody. You know what the word repent actually means? The word repent means to change your thinking, to turn your thinking around. That's all it means. It means your thinking is in the wrong direction and you repent and turn in the right direction. It's kind of like if you're driving down the road and you realize because the navigation system says you're going the wrong way, fool. And you turn on your blinker and you make a what? U-turn. Well, when you made the U-turn with your car, you know what you just did? You repented. You acknowledged that you were heading in the wrong direction, and you turned around. That's all it is. It's not that complicated. So when you repent from your thinking, what you're saying is me constantly pondering and thinking and living with regret, this is doing nothing for me. So here's what I would suggest you do. Repent what you're thinking. Let it go. Not for their sake. Maybe they do deserve vengeance. Maybe they do. But don't you take it. Don't you worry about whether they get it or not. If you have the ability to get them out of your life, then just get them out of your life and keep it moving, player. Don't worry about it. Second, repent and forgive yourself. Turn from what you used to do, caused you to live in this world of regret, and just stop doing it. And whatever you have done, it has been done. Today is a new day. You can be a whole new person every morning you wake up. Do you realize you can rebrand yourself? I don't care if you used to be a prostitute on the corner. You don't have to be one today. I don't care if you lost your business. You can start another one today and make it stronger because you know how to file your records. You know how to do your. You know how to avoid bankruptcy, whatever it was you lost, it's okay. No problem. We can do it all over again. Just do it better this time. If you're in a bad relationship and you find yourself keep going into bad relationships, here's what you do. Repent. Now, what do you mean by that, Pat? All right, let me tell you. Start identifying what kind of patterns of people you keep attracting into your world. Take a look at that. And if you notice that you keep attracting a certain type of person or personality, then repent, change your thinking, and select a different breed. Well, I just like them thug style. Okay, well, that's why they keep socking you upside your head. So stop complaining. Don't live with regret. Don't worry about it. You like it? I love it. Hey. But if you're tired of getting these crooked, no good, don't appreciate what you do kind of people, then guess what? Change your selection process. Stop faulting everybody else. It's your thinking. Choose differently. Choose differently. Because we do not have to live with regret, everybody. And last but not least, here's what I want to tell you guys. Real talk. My thinking is this. If I don't want to live with regret, then I need to start making better choices. But if those choices don't pan out the way I thought, okay, I made the best choice I could with the information I had. And now that I have new information, I'll make a better choice. That's it, and that's all. Okay? Y'all, I'm going to play this song, Bizzle, Old Life Gone. I hope y'all like it. I am out of here. Have a great weekend. Peace and hair grease, everybody. By the way, our Facebook page is The Conflicts of Life. Also, our second page, which we got like 900 people who jumped on there in 1 week. This is our divorce page, helping people going through divorce. And that page is called Couples Conflict. Oh, my God. Wow. And then also, you can hit me up in my email, which is theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. Okay, everybody? I love y'all, man. Have a good night. Peace and hair grease again. Yeah. Listen to Bizzle.
Lust, sin had me on contact.
Yep.
Eyes on butts, green cloud in my contacts. War trained, but wrong side of the combat. Then the Lord came and bought me out of my contract. Never will I go back. Told the devil before I ever re-enter your pad, I'd be dead on the dough mat. Now I live life, no filter. Kodak, nomad, traveling with a sword like Conan.
Split smoke liquor on my dinner plate. Hearing God calling, man, he finna wait. Cause man, I'm in the middle of a verse to make a rap. I start rehearsing how he look up in the hearse. And I ain't even what the worst is. Dice games right across the street from where the church is. Right before I'm walking in it, I'm breaking up the sour before the preacher finish. Can I get a witness?
And I appreciate your grace. Wiping each and every tear falling from my face. Help me run the race, show me to your secret place.
In the back of my mind, I think about the level that I rose to. Never want the credit, I just did what I was supposed to. Now the living water be the river that I flow through. I drink to that, Jehovah who I toast to.
Let's go. G-O-M-I, I am in the building. Tell my flesh to duck, cause I am liable to kill him. Keep my eyes up to the ceiling, I'm riding with the children. A G-O-D, the most high, the Messiah, he is brilliant. Ooh, can't believe these rappers on the radio. I hear so much ignorance that it's causing my brain to slow. I am so convinced that if I was Kanye West, I could say anything I wanted and you would not take offense. I'll give out your home address, call your old mama a ooh. All while on the track and they'll say that nigga can spit. I'm in salaries like sheep to the slaughter now. Prayers known as OJ Mayo, I'll be your mom August out. Either way, my grizzly put it simply on my father's shout. Two additions to the team, a click thicker than Aubrey's brow. That's too much? Okay, let me calm it down. Weapon form against me will not hit me, no assault allowed. Blow the whistle, call a foul. Go and get the lost and found. Bring them home to their father so we can call them a foster child. What up?
let's get it. My story is a trip, let me get it off the shelf. Every morning at the crib, it was cereal and milk. Yummy, living with simplicity, and this is what I felt. But my innocence was history the minute I inhaled. Dang. No kidding, I rebelled. By the time I was 9, I was dropping F-bombs if I wasn't next to mom. 11 years old, and I'm all about lying.
Right.
Did it without trying, yeah, I know it sound odd.
Hey.
In a shell, sin has made my life a living hell. Promised me a kingdom, couldn't tell that I was in a cell.
Ow.
My skin is paling as the music begin to swell. Promiscuous woman entered the room ringing dinner bells.
Woo.
But homie, I'ma pass that plate. Made me holy, ain't this on me, broly, that's that grace. I let Jehovah check the motor, slowly catch that pace. Boy, I'm way too grown to act that way. I'm rolling past that grave.
Hey.